Series. I'm your host, Matt Higgs, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And this is the Adonai Mitchell Rookie Profile episode. Mitchell is red hot. There's a lot of hype about him. The expectation post-combine is that he's going to be a first-round NFL draft pick, but it's a little bit of a it's not a black and white profile here, right? There's some nuance to it. And we're going to get into it a little bit because I think that you need to have an interesting understanding of his value here before you go ahead and make that rookie pick. If you're watching on YouTube, we appreciate you preparing for your rookie drafts with us. Give the video a like, drop us a comment, subscribe, help kind of boost that up. This is the big season, folks, and we appreciate any support in getting those eyeballs towards us. If you're watching, we appreciate you. Or if you're listening, we appreciate you as well. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, all those random ones, we really appreciate it. But especially Spotify, because you're leaving us way more five-star reviews. So we appreciate that. Apple Podcasts, if you want a bigger shout-out, all right, get those five stars up. I don't know what to tell you. All right, John, let's go ahead. Let's get into the Adonai Mitchell profile. A lot of eyes on the Texas offense this year. A lot of eyes on Adonai Mitchell.
I watched a lot of Texas Longhorns football over the last 3 years because they've been a very interesting team, especially offensively with prospects for fantasy leagues. And Matt, I watched even more this year because they were undefeated and made the playoffs. And I guess I'm going to be in the minority on this one. I've been looking around because I like to get nosy at this time of the year. There are people who have Adonai Mitchell ahead of Xavier Worthy in their rankings. I've seen him ranked in the top five with Xavier Worthy outside the top 10. Now, that is mind-blowing. So, first of all, I'm just totally blown away. I'm also not as high as consensus. I'm below consensus. So why am I below consensus? Let's look at who this young man is. In high school, depending on the service, he was a 3- or 4-star prospect. There's kind of different opinions coming out of high school on him. He was pretty much a top 10 player in Tennessee, but his overall ranking at wide receiver was anywhere from 54 to 65. So as far back as high school, Matt, there was a wide variety of opinions on Mitchell as a college recruit. 2020, he basically doesn't play, kind of like a redshirt season. In 2021, he gets on the field for Georgia. He started 12 games that year. What was impressive, he played the most snaps among all the wide receivers at 53%. But let's remember, at Georgia, they rotate, they blow people out, they give players opportunities late in games because they're blowing people out, but that's still a pretty impressive number. When the dust settled, he had 29 catches for 426 yards and 4 touchdowns. In 2022, he missed 9 games with an injury for the national champions, but he did end up starting 3 games. He had 9 catches for 134 yards and 3 touchdowns. So after 3 years on campus, you would say Mitchell has been okay at Georgia. And he makes a decision. He ends up transferring to Texas. I will give him credit because he did show a massive jump in production. He earned Big 12 Newcomer of the Year and second team all Big 12. He had 13 starts for the Longhorns. He had 55 catches for 845 yards and 11 touchdowns. He had 7 catches and 3 of them were touchdowns in which went from beyond 30 yards. So there is home run hitting ability there. There's no question about that. And Matt, this stat for his career kind of did shock me. I didn't realize this till I'm plugging the numbers, looking around. He had 18 touchdowns on 93 catches. That's a 19% touchdown rate. But that's not a sticky number to the pros. Like, just because you score touchdowns in college doesn't mean you're going to score touchdowns in the NFL. Just a nice, interesting stat. Matt, I was never in love with the film. I can't wait to hear. What does your film breakdown say about the Longhorns receiver?
Yeah, it's an interesting profile. You know, I think a lot of folks who would just, you know, see that combine performance, they're all in. They're ready to go and draft him, add him to their roster. But I do think you have to understand the film, because there's plenty of like, but there's also, you know, some yellow flags throughout the tape. So let's go ahead. Let's start here. Let's just confirm what everybody saw at the combine. Man's fast. All right. Straight line burns. Okay. He is fast. And that shows up on tape. Absolutely. That translates. You know, talking about a deep field threat, that's absolutely what Adonai Mitchell is adding to an NFL offense. In terms of athleticism, he's light on his feet. He's a smooth athlete. He's fluid. He's smooth before the catch. He's smooth after the catch. I like his ball tracking ability. You could see he has the ability to react to passes. If they're on target, he's going to catch them. If they're off target, he's not going to catch them. So it's good hands when you put the ball where it needs to, even if he's got to adjust. But he doesn't have a big catch radius. He doesn't have that ability to extend beyond what's thrown in his general target range. I like his body control playing along the boundary. So again, you can kind of start to, you know, get an idea of where he fits into an NFL offense. Along the boundary, fast, works well in a straight line. But in contested situations, John, I don't see him win consistently. He'll separate with his speed, but he's, you know, and he'll work. You know, he does beat defenders through his routes as well. He's got some body shake. So he will, you know, in his routes, he will separate. You know, he'll shake a guy. He'll use that footwork to get a little bit of separation. So when he separates, he will, you know, he wins. But if there's a guy tight on him, hanging on him, you know, if he's jammed at all, he doesn't have that contested catchability. And that's something, you know, that is a yellow flag when you think about NFL translation. You know, we're talking about the Big 12. Remember, Texas was still in the Big 12 last year, right? So, you know, a much lower caliber of defensive backs. And we're not even talking about just the fact it's not SEC Big 10, but, you know, the Big 12, it's known for offense. It's not known for secondary. So you're going to have guys that cling on to him a little bit more. And it's going to lead to more inconsistent production. I think we saw that at Georgia, right? That might help explain that a little bit. But I will say he's scrappy. You know, after he catches the ball, he'll scrap. He'll try to get those extra yards after the catch. So here's the thing with Adonai Mitchell. And here's where it's ultimately going to come down for me, right? How confident do I feel in that quarterback play, right? Because if you get a quarterback that's going to throw him open, that's going to put the ball on target, you know, put him in the Dallas Cowboys offense. All right. I could see that, right? Like, that's a pretty nice pairing. Then, you know, put him into an offense here where you're not as comfortable with the accuracy of the quarterback. I don't, you know, that's going to be a fade for me. And it makes sense, John, while he had some really great games for Texas, why he had some not so great games for Texas, because Quinn Ewers had some great games for Texas and some not so great games for Texas, right? And so, you know, you want to have that confidence in the quarterback play, because otherwise I may not have as much confidence in the profile. But John, you know what I have a ton of confidence in? The resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. We have personalized advice through the Discord, trade advice, roster overhaul advice, rookie draft pick advice, general dynasty, Devy, C2C advice. You know, so much personalization happening there. We have our in-depth rookie rankings, over 70 full player profiles, tape, way more tape profiles than we could possibly put in video form, available over in our rookie rankings. Every rookie who's declared is in those rookie rankings, the most in-depth and also accurate out there. They equivalent to those Dynasty Devy rankings. And of course, we have the rookie guide coming out within the week here, over 100 pages of full tape profiles and breakdowns on the 2024 rookie class. All that's available for just $5 a month and 15% off now over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. So there you have it here, John. We've talked about that tape profile. We've talked about the background. Let's go ahead. I want to plug Adonai Mitchell into this model, John, and I want you to tell me what comes out on the other side, because I got to tell you, going into this, I'm a little skeptical, but I want to see.
It appears to me that there are so many people who are just focusing on maybe these big splash highlight plays, and they're not looking at holistically the entire prospect. Because if it's a first round value, Matt, in my book, he's got to hit the film study. He's got to hit the model. He's got to hit size and speed ratios, right? He has some real serious red flags that are concerning in my model. First one, Matt, receiving yards per team pass attempt, 1.78. That's just really bad. Like, I'm looking at threshold of 2.5. He is below 2. I mean, that is a very scary number because it's sticky, and I don't think people are talking about it. You mentioned it. Who is throwing him the football? His highest team aerial dominator is 21% with the Longhorns. I don't know if this is a young man who could be thrown 10 targets a game in the NFL on a regular basis. He might have some splash plays here and there, but I don't see him being that magnet, right? Like, look at what Puka Nacua did. And of course, he's an outlier. We get all that. But we had liked him, Matt. There is no way that a Donnie Mitchell could have that many targets. You know, if you look at it, Nacua's best three games in a row, where I think he was getting like 12, 14, 13 yeah. targets, Mitchell can't do that. Remember when we studied Drake London coming out of USC? That last year he was literally getting like 15 targets a game for an entire yeah. month. Like, you can see things on film, and then the numbers show you that they can handle a large workload. I have zero confidence that Mitchell could do that. So that scares me a lot as far as my model and what I project him to be. The catch percentage, 60% isn't great, Matt. That's not a great number. I mentioned it before, the touchdowns. We know they are definitely fickle at the NFL level. 1 year, a player could have 12. The next year, they have 5. Right? I don't expect them to have a 19% touchdown rate at the NFL level. You take out the touchdowns, what's his fantasy production there? So I have concerns. Now, let's look at some of the positives. 15.1 yards per catch is a very nice number. And the A dot matches it, 16. But then why is the receiving yards per team pass attempt so low, right? Like, you want those two to match. When they don't match, it's telling me something about the prospect. I probably, at the current dynasty price, I do not have a first round grade on him. I have personally a third round grade, so I'm low. Matt, what should fantasy footballers know from your perspective and breakdown?
Yeah, let's put it all together here for Adonai Mitchell, because it's important, John. We talk about this all the time with the rookie profiles. We're not going to sit here and hype every prospect, right? That's not helping you. We're going to hype up the ones that you need to hype up on, and the ones we have some yellow flags on, like Adonai Mitchell, we're just going to try to give you an understanding of where's the right value point to draft him, right? Because there's a value point to draft every prospect. But with Adonai Mitchell here, you know, the draft capital, I think the draft capital is really what's going to lead folks astray. Because I do think, John, yeah. I have him in that day one late to day two mid. That's picks 21 to 50 overall. This trips up a lot of folks, right? Say he goes pick 24, or say he goes pick 30. You know, folks will see that. They'll see, boom, first round draft capital, check that box. That's not first round draft capital to me. And I talk about this a lot, but, you know, the NFL doesn't put out 32 first round grades, right? Each and every year, there's about, you know, anywhere between 18, 22 guys that will be first round grades. And so you could be picked, you know, so I average out that, you know, that number to be 20. You could be picked 24. You could be picked 48. You probably have a similar grade for NFL front offices and scouting departments. And I think that's where Adonai Mitchell is going to fall. But there's going to be somebody in 25, 26, 27, you know, 30, pick 30, you know, Kansas City sitting there, Buffalo sitting there, that's just going to want that speed element to open up their offense. And so when he gets that draft capital, I think he's going to end up going, you know, somewhere between 201 to 204 in a super flex rookie draft. I could see him even going in the first round. I could see him go and pick 110, 111. I think it's going to get really high in terms of price. And I'm just not willing to pay that because my fantasy football projection for him is a flex filler type guy. You know, I think Adonai Mitchell can and will have, you know, a wide receiver 1 week in his career. You know, he could be, you know, the wide receiver, you know, 12 or the wide receiver, you know, even 15, 18 on the week, multiple times in his rookie season. But I think there's going to be some other times where he doesn't show up at all. You know, he's a total dud in your lineup or he way underperforms when you need him to. And what does that cause? That causes frustration. You don't know when to put him in your lineup. You don't know when to leave him outside of your lineup. And, you know, it really can frustrate fantasy owners. And so that's how I see Adonai Mitchell playing out. So at 201 to 204, you know, if you got to draft him in the first round, it's a fade for me. 0 to 10% exposure. I'm not interested in it. You get to, you know, 209, 210, if it's in the third round, yeah, absolutely. That's the right price to pay for Adonai Mitchell. But early second round, late first round, that's not the right price to pay for him, even if he gets first round NFL draft capital. And here's my fantasy football value comp for him. Everyone's going to hate it. It's Gabe Davis, right? You know, think about this boundary guy, can stretch the field. If he gets you a touchdown that week, boom, he hits. If that's the week where he gets 8 targets, boom, he hits. But he's going to have some weeks without the touchdown. He's going to have some weeks with 3 or 4 targets, and he's going to lay, you know, that goose egg in your fantasy football lineup, John. But there is never a goose egg laid when you're headed on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard. You're taking advantage of the rankings. You're taking advantage of the Discord. You're taking advantage of the rookie guide, the one-on-one personalized advice. So much good stuff out there. And again, 15% off all of it. Now, John, you know, people keep telling us, you know, I wish I had gotten in sooner. I've been watching for 3 years. I've been watching for 4 years here. The videos have been helping me out. It's just scratching the surface, folks. There is so much more that we have available for you to help make sure that you are playing ahead of your league mates over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. And as always, we appreciate you checking out this Rookie Profile.